From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Chloe here, August 23rd. Health and longevity in 10. Let's begin with what changed my mind this week. Let's get into it. First, from Kitchen Projects, KP Plus, Secret Chocolate Cake V2. I'm glad you're catching up on the latest from KP Plus. The author starts by giving a quick recap of the cooking retreat in Malaga, where they and their guests whipped up a bunch of dishes at Sabermesa. They're excited to share a few extra recipes that made the event even sweeter. The first new recipe is a simple glaze that pairs nicely with everything from chocolate cake to panna cotta. It's a quick mix of chocolate butter and a splash of milk stirred until silky. The author notes that it's versatile and can be drizzled over cakes, used as a dip for fruit, or even folded into whipped cream for a richer dessert. They also mention a few tweaks to the original chocolate cake recipe, calling it Secret Chocolate Cake V2. The changes are subtle, adding a hint of espresso to deepen the flavor and a touch of sea salt to balance the sweetness. The author explains how these small adjustments elevate the cake without complicating the process. Finally, the article wraps up with a friendly, next, second from Kitchen Projects, what we eat on a cooking retreat. Earlier this week, I arrived back from Spain, fresh from hosting our third edition of Sabermesa and Stahir, the food and cooking retreat at Rancho del Inglés tucked into the foothills of Malaga. Along with Millie Taylor, Beck Verona Dickinson, Jordan Ezra King, and the inimitable Git, we hosted 23 guests from across the world. It was 5 days of cooking, discovering, eating, and even a bit of dancing. Up next, third from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge. But I Can Do This is keeping you stuck. It's a single study insight that the phrase "But I Can Do This" can actually mask a hidden sustainability problem. Researchers measured people who habitually push themselves and found that while they can meet short-term demands, their long-term stress markers climb faster than anyone realizes. The key test they propose is a simple self-check. After a task, ask yourself if you feel energized or drained. If you're consistently drained, you're in a warning zone, not a sign of strength. So the takeaway is to separate "Can I handle this now?" from "Is this pace sustainable for me?" A quick pause and honest feeling check can keep you from slipping into the capability trap. And then, fourth from Lindsay Max, Complexity Edge, binocular vision dysfunction and neurocomplexity. An overlooked connection. I want to be precise about what this post is and what it isn't. It isn't research. It isn't a clinical argument. It isn't medical advice. I am not a medical doctor, and nothing here should be read as a substitute for professional medical or clinical assessment. It is also not me telling you what's true about your nervous system or your diagnosis or your history. It's a question I can't stop sitting with, one that arrived not from a journal article but from the intersection of my own life and my life's work. Next, fifth from Off Grid with Marjorie Wildcraft. Christian Westbrook and Marjorie riff on current events, what we believe and what we don't. Christian has been watching and reporting on all the machinations of the G-Globalists. He has some good insights as to what is going on and why. Share post at current time, a transcript unlocks clips, previews, and editing. Christian Westbrook and Marjorie riff on current events, what we believe and what we don't. A fun off-the-cuff conversation with ideas on how to navigate this mess. Marjorie Wildcraft riffs on current events, the Grow Network podcast. I'm sharing my thoughts, observations, and helpful insights as we all navigate the apocalypse. Up next, sixth from Vinay Prasad's Observations and Thoughts, Jason Arde, Nathan Kofnes, Cambridge, Ghent, and Nejim Voices. The thesis that universities have lost the plot seems to be repeatedly confirmed. Share post at current time, a transcript unlocks clips, previews, and editing. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.